One of the things I've been doing the last 10 years is reading poetry once a month to a group at the medical center at a retirement village here in Raleigh. And I often read to them poetry by Ogden Nash. And I thought about how much I had cherished Nash myself. One day I was just driving along stopped since I was inspired to do something about it. Stopped at the side of the road and started to write at least this poem in praise of Ogden Nash. It's called Alas and Alack, Mrs. Harrington. One of the problems of modern life, of which there are many others, and a lot of them have big, bossy older sisters and pestiferous little brothers, is that we don't have Ogden Nash with us anymore. Just like we don't often have large nuclear families to kin and kith us anymore. Oh, we may have whole slews of other nuclear things to admire and play around with, like naval power plants and holds full of armed missiles that we might not want to risk running around with. But good old-fashioned families are more or less out, and Ogden, he was like one of the family. And you could take him into your mom and dad's bedroom and read them a couple of stanzas from anything he ever wrote because it was innocent and funny and, well, you know, sort of epigrammally. And they could understand it. And nobody from the Watch and Ward Society or the DAR ever wanted to burn it or contraband it. But no more. Too many poems nowadays are so unfathomable or smutty or both that to share them with my mom and dad, if I were a teenager again, I would be extremely loath. So I have decided to do all I can from now on, either to emulate or to resurrect the old master, whichever is faster.